Welcome to The Event Technique, the daily 9-minute podcast created exclusively for event planners and development directors. If you're on the front lines in organizing, promoting, or running nonprofit events, every episode of The Event Technique podcast is filled with valuable tips and strategies in bite-sized chunks that you can use to make your next event more successful. And now, please welcome the host of The Event Technique, the founder of Eventsburg, Jill Coomer.
So here's something I was thinking about last week. I had posted on Bite-Sized Chunks Over Lunch, which is the video that I post in the Event Technique Facebook page. It's about a minute long, basically talking about sort of what's ever on my mind on that kind of day that just says, hey, think about this. So anyway, I posted in the Facebook video about Cracker Jack and old school. And Cracker Jack truly is old school. It's cool. The kids think it's retro, it's neat, it's got a prize inside, which is pretty groovy, and it tastes good. The truth of it is, it's been around for more than 60 years. That's some serious staying power, right? So there are not too many other products around that you can say are pretty much in their same form as they were when they first started. So anyway, I posted the video, a number of people commented, and one person in particular said, but you're using social media to promote all this, LOL. And I thought to myself, well, of course I am. Why wouldn't I do that? To ignore social media is just plain silly because you can't. It's everywhere. So no matter what platform you're on, there should be some way to reach additional people on that platform. And that's all incredibly important to nonprofits. And the truth of it was, is this is the point that I think the listener wasn't understanding. Old school techniques, that is something that's not social media, still work. The dynamic has flipped, and you need to be a little bit more astute about how you're going to reach people using traditional media, but it certainly is effective. All that being said, you can't ignore the people in the car that are either listening to terrestrial radio, and there are a few, or they drive past billboards, there are a lot, or they get home and they get their mail out of their mailbox and there's a neighborhood newspaper stuck in there. What other vehicle is going to get to everybody in the neighborhood, for example, when it's in their mailbox? They're bound to see it. In light of all that, there is so much room for organizations to work with specific advertisers and specific media and say, you know what? We really want to work with you. We know you are doing post-it notes on the top of the local newspaper. What's that cost? How can we work to make this beneficial for everybody? And of course, the end game is that you want to get into all of the households in a specific area that have mailboxes. So that's really important, and it increases your reach, obviously, by doing that. You can talk about social media and all of those things and how important it is, and it truly is. But when push comes to shove, you cannot ignore traditional media. I worked with a nonprofit on a consulting basis, and I told them over the number of years that I'd worked with them that their formula for reaching all of their people was really well balanced. It was very effective. They had traditional media that reached those folks that were still interested in getting a newspaper at the end of the driveway every day. And they had a nice social media push with a concentration on Instagram, which was targeting that younger set because they're on Instagram more than Facebook. So the event had run really well for a number of years, had made a tremendous amount of money every year. And when they had a new set of folks come in on their board, the board had decided, well, we don't think that the traditional media form is that effective. And we think we can do much better if we just concentrate our efforts, rather, on Facebook and Instagram and so on. So despite the fact that a number of us were strongly encouraging them to not do that and not follow that path, they went ahead and they did it anyway. So for those of us who were getting paid to, quote unquote, consult with this particular event, we were sort of at a loss as to what to do other than to sit back and watch this happen. Because no matter how much we protested about the path they were going down, they were not going to have any of it. They were going to do it all on social media. So several of us sat back and kind of said, you know, I think we're just going to watch this because they don't want to change and go back to what they were doing, which was effective, and instead want to go down this other course. So they go ahead and they start. It's first of the month, they're going to run this promotion 6 weeks. They are spending an incredible amount of money on Facebook and Instagram, etc., to promote and push and create ads and so on and so forth. And they're 2 weeks into the event promotion with this early bird special, which is only scheduled to run 6 weeks. And they're mortified. The results are awful. They're down more than $20,000 in ticket sales to the year before. They're looking at all of us kind of like, well, how come you guys didn't tell us this was going to happen? And from our perspective, we were sort of baffled, saying, well, we absolutely did and warned you against going down this road, and you did it anyway. So now you have to address another problem. You're $20,000 down in ticket sales. Yikes. They still had a few weeks left in the promotion, but they felt that they were committed to scheduled Facebook ads and scheduled Instagram ads that were going to run in the next 3 weeks. And we indicated you can cancel those. You know, you can stop those from running and apply that money elsewhere. That wasn't going to happen either. So essentially, we watched this promotion crash and burn over 6 weeks. And it was an unfortunate scenario because they reached the end of it and discovered that now they had another 4 months between the end of the promotion and their event, and their best vehicle for raising ticket sales, for selling tickets, was that early bird promotion, and they've now closed that window. Once you start selling tickets at a higher price, in other words, the full price tickets, you can't go back to an early bird promotion. So what do you do? And about the same time, a number of emails and phone calls started coming into the nonprofit saying, hey, we're looking for information about the event. We're not seeing anything. Are you guys not doing the event this year? So they completely eliminated a significant portion of people that had not been on social media or seen the posts on social media and got their information from someplace else. So the lesson is, you cannot eliminate traditional media unless you are 100% sure that all of your attendees are going to be on social media and they're going to find your event. If you make it difficult for people to find your event, the ones that are really dedicated are going to call. The others are going to say, well, I guess they're not having it this year. And they're going to go someplace else and find some other event. So never underestimate the effectiveness of a really solid, well-blended promotional plan. You really need to have that. Of course, you need social media, but you obviously must be significantly invested in other forms of advertising. You don't want to get to the week of your event and find yourself unable to have enough money to even open the doors. We've seen it happen. It's really sad, and it'll happen again. And that's not a cool thing. You want all your events to be successful. So use your dollars that you're going to use to promote your events very effectively. Use multiple forms of media, and you should be on the way to an absolutely awesome event. Make sure to catch this podcast and other podcasts at theeventtechnique.com. That's www.theeventtechnique.com. You can also catch us on Alexa on the Flash Briefing. Hey, Alexa, give us the Event Technique, and we'll pop up with a one-minute little nugget that you'll be able to take to get your day rolling. And last but not least, if you have an event that's coming up that you want to list on an awesome calendar that goes nationwide, Eventsburg is it. Eventsburg. Eventsburg. Because we're in your burg. We're everywhere. Have a great week.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of The Event Technique with Jill Coomer. Whether you're a veteran in the nonprofit event business or just getting started, The Event Technique is a veritable goldmine of tried and true tips and strategies that can help those running events, large and small. For more powerful tips and strategies to make your next event a huge success, get a copy of Jill's latest book, The Event Technique, available now at Amazon and www.theeventtechnique.com. That's www.theeventtechnique.com. For more bite-sized chunks to make your next event more successful, see you next time on The Event Technique Podcast.